what I've been hearing on the interwebs is that run clubs are the new like it thing for hookup culture.
Which I don't understand.
Yeah.
I actually do.
What's hot about running?
You know, like girls that are like do marathons like pee themselves, right? All about super sex and how it makes moms mad.
Oh, dude, I don't know that this is how we're supposed to roll into the episode.
Just go ahead.
Okay. So
it's episode 4 now.
Guys, welcome back. This is episode 4 of the We're Not Sharing pod.
Where we're going to share things today about super sex.
We are going to talk about super sex. So anyways, and like I said, I don't even know that it's necessarily like this one show, but Netflix has once again pissed off the moms, right? They're putting porn on the internet.
What, like, but why are they mad?
Because it's like, it's Netflix is a platform where it doesn't really have like the age restrictions, right, set up and built into it. And so if your kids are already on your Netflix account watching whatever kid shows, unless they have like a separate kids account, because it lets you do that, right? But unless they have a separate kids account, they're just on Netflix and they could happen to stumble upon this stuff. And like, these are unrated scenes. Netflix doesn't have like the same guidelines.
True,
that
they don't
TV
have the MPAA
does.
Ratings.
Exactly.
I watched the show Sex Life.
I did too.
Yeah, it's good. It's about this mom who like lives in suburbia,
goes through a divorce,
rich husband, like the perfect husband, and
is
then like
cheating on her.
Is,
though.
She's cheating on him. Like the whole
they're both cheating on
each other. He cheats back.
Mm-hmm.
And then like they go to like a swinger party because everybody's a swinger. They go to like a swinger party and like. He like makes her watch. There's two seasons of it. It's really good. They end up getting divorced,
really good.
And then spoiler alert: like she ends up with the guy that she cheated with, and like he ends up with like the perfect woman. They were just like never like a good match or whatever.
And
but
everybody's happy.
There are some wild scenes in that.
There,
one.
Yeah, wild.
Like the end scene was literally like one of the ending scenes was a guy who had like a freaking. Woolly mammoth of
an iguana.
He freaking had a snake down there, like a anaconda, and he had
you
to
wish
get.
You that was
he
you
had
huh?
to get. You wish that was you, huh? Kinda.
the amount of shit we give Sean about this topic in particular. Surprised we're still friends
because of 1X.
Yeah,
1X, and it's not.
I thought we debunked
that.
We did debunk it, but it's you know.
I'm
not going to tell the people how we debunked it.
It's water.
I wasn't
under
a part of it.
It's
I wasn't a part of it.
Hey, it's water under the bridge.
So this guy,
4 inches of water,
he had his
snake
bitten off and he had like a pump installed.
Oh.
And he had to like pump.
Oh, yeah.
To get it up.
Yeah.
That was a scene in the show. Like he does it in the show. So I can see why moms love
too
it
much
and hate it.
Yeah.
That's
well,
a lot.
It was a lot.
Anyways.
I watched every second of it.
Did you?
Couldn't
it?
Look away.
So speaking of what you watched every second of, you said the other day you were talking about a Cindy Crawford movie that you you knew to the minute what scene it was, too. What was that movie?
Oh, it was called Fair Game with Cindy Crawford and one of the Baldwin brothers.
Oh.
Not Alec Baldwin, but one of like the lesser known ones.
Yeah.
And she plays like a lawyer that's going after like some company. And so the joke was, cause back in the day we had VHS tapes. So if you wanted to see a certain particular scene as, an 11-year-old boy with hormones, you had to like fast forward. So you'd keep it on that
tape.
Yeah. You'd keep it on that scene, but you had to know exactly how many minutes into the movie it was.
Yeah.
But the movie back then also included the previews, like 10 minutes of previews up front. So it was like, I don't know, it was like an hour and 20 minutes into the movie where there's like a really great scene of Cindy Crawford. And I hate that I know that. And then like I don't know around like 2008 2009 like Mr. Skin came out and it was like they give you like this time stamps of the of where all the scenes are
the
and then
ones.
They upgraded that and they actually give you the scenes to like watch
that's crazy man
I hate that I know that about movies
well I don't know you lived through a different time as a teenage boy.
Well, I'm only 9 years older than you.
As a teenage boy with hormones, we had like the internet.
Yeah. So, well, you had to pay for it back in my day.
Yeah. Yeah.
And now everything is free. Because
even Skinemax, right? Like that was a channel you either had to pay for
it was a premium channel.
Pay per view, right?
You knew who the rich kids were by if they had Skinemax or not. So if
like, their dads had Skinemax.
If their dads had Skinemax and mom didn't know about Skinemax yet. Yeah. Because so Skinemax back in the day, because you're young, you don't know what Skinemax is. So it's
channel's called Cinemax, first of all.
So you know HBO, right? Because HBO Max is like a thing now.
Yeah.
So back in the day at 11 p.m., also again, I hate how I know that. they were allowed to put porn on.
Yeah.
Onto like the main networks.
On literal TV.
Literal TV.
Yeah. I remember that being a thing. Never was past.
Have you ever been in a hotel, like early 2000s in a hotel, and you flip to the wrong channel sometimes?
Oh, yeah.
Late at night?
Yeah. You're laying there with your grandparents who came to visit you, and then all of a sudden they click the wrong button, and there it is.
Yep.
And then you got to have that awkward conversation the next morning at breakfast. Yeah. It's not great.
You just avoid that. What do you mean?
You just let your grandparents die at that point to avoid the conversation altogether.
It's like, easier that way.
just let them go. They're dead to you at that point. Oh, man. So we called it Skinemax.
Okay. Yeah.
So it's like, what did you watch last night?
Didn't XD do that?
XD?
What is XD?
Like Disney XD?
Yeah. Like it like switched. I swear to God.
Disney.
No. Well, fuck.
That never happened. Oh, my gosh.
Wow. Did you swear?
Do you do a curse?
Did you do a curse?
Right on live air?
A little cursey curse.
Can someone go get the swear jar? I didn't know that you could do that.
That would be
I'm putting genus on the list of words Lakin can't say anymore, either, because it's already made me uncomfortable.
Dude. Stop, you're going to make me cover it up.
I got to like adjust my jeans every time I sit down now, so my genus doesn't show.
Are you still wearing Muggsies?
Yeah, still wearing Muggsies.
Yeah.
Yeah,
you're still getting weird texts about your Muggsies?
We don't talk about that. We don't talk about my male lover. Yeah, Muggsy brand jeans.
Dude, I think because I've been wearing a lot of summer. I've got to get new jeans this year. Like, I don't fit into any of my jeans anymore.
Well, it's because you're getting thick, girl.
Yeah.
But, like, in a good way.
Like, slim thick.
Like, you're in your slim, thick girl era. Yeah. And I like that about you a lot.
Thank you. Speaking of slim, thick, are we doing the Tough Mudder next year?
Yes.
Yeah.
100% going to do.
You want to sign up ahead of time?
They got the promotion access. Like 25% off. Yeah. We're going to do 10K again.
Are you going to train this year?
Yes, I will actually train this year because last year sucked.
It. Yeah.
You were sore too, though.
Oh, I was sore. I was absolutely sore.
My ego was hurt after that.
Yeah.
Because I was like, this would have been easy for me. Like, I would have ran through the whole thing 10 years ago.
Yeah.
And then here we are. How far I've fallen.
Jeez. Well, if you need any motivation to run, you should join a run club.
Why should I join a run club, Sebastian?
Well, what I've been hearing on the interwebs is that run clubs are the new, like, it thing for hookup culture.
Which I don't understand.
Yeah.
I actually do.
What's hot about running?
You know, like, girls that are, like, do marathons, like, pee themselves, right?
I did not know that. No.
Well, because remember, I dated Elle, and the very first? I don't remember what her name was. That girl that I dated that one time that ran the marathons.
The runner girl. Yep.
She told me that during marathons, some of those girls wear diapers because they pee themselves.
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy.
And she said that she had done it herself.
Wow.
Thank God we've been dating for a while at that point, because I was like, oh, ick.
Yeah, that's a big ick.
Yeah.
Okay, well, anyways, this is like casual running, right? This is like you put on your running clothes. And so this is the part that I do get, right? Because the whole idea behind like the workout attire and going and being fit, like,
it's attractive.
Yeah, you're doing something that you find attractive with other attractive people.
And it's a hobby.
You're running, it's a hobby. And you see someone at the run club, and then maybe you see him again the next week. You run with him for a little bit. Apparently, that's just how it's going down.
All I want to know is how the hell are you talking to these people while you run? Because you're huffing.
Are you two out of breath?
I'm out of breath. I'm done for.
I'm done.
I was going to say, I remember when we started the Tough Mudder, and you're like, stop talking to me.
I can't talk and run at the same time. I just can't.
I do remember running, though.
And so how do you flirt while you're running?
I said to you, I was like, you know what I really love? Flat ground that goes up.
Yeah.
And that guy next to us just started, he lost his composure completely and started lying, laughing hard. I got to imagine that it's just like they go run together and then they go shower.
Oh, yeah. And I then don't think you like, do it right after run club.
Yeah, I've seen videos that are like, I convinced my husband to run with me because I told him that we'd shower together afterwards.
Point.
So I do get the, I mean, yeah.
I don't like to shower together.
That's really? Hot topic.
Yeah, I don't like that. I think like it's get away from me. Like that's
why?
That's my shower.
What do you do
that's
in the shower that's so
shower and think about my shit life.
You sit on the floor?
I don't sit on the floor. I'm not a female.
Do you sing ever?
Oh, dude. Well, I got singing? So I got the Bluetooth speaker up in the fan I belt some songs. But it's not like Morgan Wallen. It's like
girl stuff.
It's like girl songs, you know, like I'm letting my feelings out in those moments.
Avril Lavigne.
Oh, yeah, dude. Skater Boy. Yeah. I'm belting that out.
Yeah.
She was just in Michigan. We should have gone. We're going to go see Creed, though, right?
When's Creed coming back?
November.
Okay.
We're going to go see
I think Young Gravy's this week. I don't know if you like
Young Gravy. I like Young Gravy. He's good.
Yeah. He's at the Fillmore this
week. He loves Cougars.
Mm-hmm. Yes. I didn't start liking Young Gravy until I liked his personality. And then I was like, this guy's too cool not to listen to.
Dude, mm-hmm. And then you just automatically love every song. Because I only knew that damn Gravy song. And then I found his TikTok. And it's just him responding back to all the older women's on TikTok.
I know.
How he would date them. Like, that's game, dude.
He's hilarious.
Yeah. He's going through his 40-year-old just divorced era.
I know.
Which I've been through. And it's wonderful. I'm so excited for him. I am. I've never been more, like, you're about to get
dude,
there,
who's,
dude.
What? Who's, there was some, girl. Was it Charlie D'Amelio's mom? That he went after?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Charlie
was.
D'Amelio. He took her mom out.
Mm-hmm. Or was it Addison Rae's mom?
Or Addison Rae.
Addison Rae. Yeah.
It was one of those. Yeah.
Yeah. One of the two. He took their mom out on like a date.
Yes.
Because he like made a joke about it and then it happened.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He's about to turn 25. And I'm just. It unlocks,
up, baby.
It unlocks a whole new level that you didn't know existed. And you're going to be single for longer.
I'm just past the.
Well, you're 24, dude. You can't.
Right.
Like at that point, they're creepy. It's creepy for them to do it, but
25.
Yeah. You turn 25. All those 40-year-old. I just got divorced, and I'm ready
to want a young man.
I want you to make me feel young again, women. They're coming for you, dude.
They
want to
feel loved.
As long as they have lake houses and
you think. Oh yeah. Well, she's not just recently divorced, but.
Yeah,
you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah. Anyway,
you're about to be in that era.
Anyway,
no, I could talk about this all day. You're about to be in that era, and I'm so excited for you, dude.
You want to live through him again?
I do. Yeah, because I've been there, I've done that, and now it's just not my thing anymore. But at 27-year-old Sean, at one point,
that was his thing.
28, 27. Yeah, that was my thing.
I thought you cleaned up.
You don't have to try.
Yeah,
it's your you. You it's you don't
you,
have the option.
You walk
it's the
into
it's
a room
the first
and they
time where the
you.
Dynamic is flipped. So it's
they
women
want,
pursuing men.
Yes, they want you, and you. It's not like the other way around, where like the women gets a choice. You don't have a choice.
You don't have a choice.
You don't get to say
you
no.
are going home with.
You're
that
going
woman.
Home with them, dude.
Wow. Well,
you think they won't put witchcraft
on you? I don't
know.
That
you?
Sounds scary. Maybe I am not 25 yet because I am scared
right
now.
I can't wait to get that 1 a.m. phone call. I'm in someone's house.
I don't know where I am.
She's making me a grilled cheese.
They're making them at night.
There we go. That, confirmed.
Oh, God, I'm so excited for you. It's going to be great.
Oh,
good times.
Well,
what do I get when I turn 25?
Oh, I was going to make a joke, but I'm not going to make that on this podcast. I'll tell you later.
Okay.
Your health car insurance goes down.
Yep.
Does it go down for women?
It goes down for women and men.
It goes down for any sex.
But I looked it up the other day.
When you hit 25.
I don't know.
Yeah, I looked it up the other day.
It's not sexist.
I don't know.
This is true.
I'm a guy. I don't know girl things.
Yeah.
I didn't know genus was a word either, so.
I don't think anybody in this room knew that word.
It's a girl thing. It's a girl thing.
15 minutes ago.
All of my girlfriends, when we sit down, we're like, oh my God, I have a genus. Gene penis.
So speaking of almost 40 women. Someone single.
Yes.
Kristen Cavallari announced that I just talked about this.
We did just talk about it.
I said it's coming.
Montana boy.
I saw that podcast and here's what happened. I know exactly what happened. Because she went younger. She 37, 23.
Yep.
Do the math. She got what we call dickmatized.
What?
She that's got, an actual? Yeah, that's a, I, yeah, it's a thing.
You made that up.
It's a thing.
It's an actual
Urban
term.
Dictionary.
Okay.
So she gets stigmatized because she's finally getting good, having good sex. She thinks she's in love. It goes on for 7 months. And then she realizes, oh, I have another child.
Yeah.
Who wants a child at some point in the future. And then it
diminishes. This is not a man. This is a child. Yeah.
Diminishes. Mm-hmm. I'm going to put this out there. I'm going to shoot my shot. I will fly to her tomorrow and take her on a date.
If she sees this.
If she, in the 1 in 12 million chance that she sees this, I will fly there tomorrow and take Kristen Cavallari on the most mediocre date of her life. World's okayest date.
For a celebrity, it'd probably be pretty refreshing.
Well, dude, she's
go to Sonic drive-thru.
Oh, right. Dude, I would take her to the world's most ugly dive bar and like get her some chicken tenders.
Yeah.
And just give her the most time, best time of her life. Like, because, okay.
You think about that. When you're like, when you're in that life, how often do you get to have those like just amazing bar tenders? Which aren't even that amazing until you're two beers deep.
Oh, yeah. Never. Yeah. And when I think she lives in Vegas, like, or somewhere near there. She ain't going out without getting recognized.
The chicken tenders in Indianapolis at Lucas.
Oh, dude, those chicken tendies. Oh, God.
They couldn't have been that good. It's like when you turn the lights on at the end of the night at the bar. Like, there's no way those chicken tenders.
What happens when you make it to the end of the bar?
Sometimes.
Well, that sucks. I'm out by 1 a.m., dog.
Oh.
Seal the deal and go.
Well, he's young.
He's about to turn 25, though, and he won't make it to the end of the night. Okay. They're in bed by.
Who's going to go out with me when I turn 21?
No one.
I'll go out.
I offered to go out on your birthday.
Yeah, I've still got a couple more.
I want to go out on your birthday. I think it would be fun.
On a Sunday night?
Yes. Yeah. I'm in your 30s. That gets fun again.
Yeah.
That gets fun again.
Because we don't have real jobs. We don't have to go to work on Monday morning.
Yeah, I do a podcast for a living.
Same.
He has a real job, though.
I do.
But yeah.
Anyways.
I'm telling you, man.
I'll just call in late on Monday.
Here's the best part, right? Here's the best part about the 40-year-old. I'm going to keep coming back. You get to show up to the bar like 9 o'clock. You're out the door by 9:45.
Yeah.
Okay? You're in your own bed, satisfied, by like 11:30, dude. She's made you a grilled cheese.
No.
She talked about how she's got soccer the next day. Show me the bad.
So the last time I flirted with an older woman at the bar, and this was like purely just like having a good time.
For shits and gigs.
Yeah, it was for shits and gigs. And dude, I was with my buddy, and you know which buddy I'm talking about, but he actually has a thing for moms. He's kind of like a little Young Gravy-esque, right?
Yeah. You're so, about to be too.
Well, we'll see. But anyways, I like went up and the bartender goes, "Hey, she's married, bud." And I was like, "Okay, whoa. I'm not trying to take her home. I'm just trying to
somebody's
make her feel
beat
special.
Your ass.
Just trying to make her night because clearly her husband's not here telling her she looks good, you know?"
That wasn't the bartender carrying, though. That was the bartender saying, "Hey, she's married and I'm jealous that you've got game and I don't."
Maybe.
I would say that right
maybe
to
that
bartender's
was her husband.
Face.
Maybe. Well, anyways, I asked her if I could buy her a beer. And she was not into it. She's like, I've got a drink already. And I was like, all right, fine, fair enough. You don't need a beer. Well, I went back with my buddy and was like, here, this is going to be funny. So I pulled the sticker off of my beer. It was like a Michelob Ultra or something. I pulled the sticker off,
yeah,
walked
do
back
that.
Up. I peel things. I don't know why. Yeah. So I peeled the sticker off my beer. I went back up and kind of got her attention again, and I was like, still no on that beer, right? And she's like, yeah. And I was like, it's all right. And like kind of just casually went and stuck my sticker on her drink, and it was like just gave her a look, and she knew, and I thought it was funny. And she also got a kind of rise out of it.
Oh, yeah. Flirting. Oh, just wait. As soon as you hit 25, you don't have to try anymore.
She's gonna drag you out of that door.
Yeah.
How do they know? Do I have a sign over my head that says I'm 25 now?
Remember, she was married.
Yeah.
Give her the average statistics in a couple years, and when that's over with, you don't have to try anymore.
Yeah.
They're just
also. I don't want this to be like I wasn't trying to flirt with married women with the goal of like getting them to cheat on their husband. Again, like I was having a good time. Me and my buddy were having a laugh. I thought it was funny. Trying to make her night.
I hope she went home and told her husband.
Maybe she did. And maybe he won't let her go to the bar on her own anymore.
And maybe she's divorced now.
Or maybe they're swingers.
I should check back.
Because everybody's a swinger.
Yes.
A married woman was sitting at the bar alone. Swinger.
Yeah.
You have to check for the anklet.
What's the anklet mean?
Oh, you guys don't know?
No. We're not 30.
Oh, yeah, but he's about to be. So there's an anklet that women wear. Like, so if you see a woman with a ring at the bar alone, and she's got this anklet on, and it's got like different stuff.
What if
she's
wearing pants? What if we can't see the anklet?
They're never wearing pants if they're wearing this anklet, I promise. Okay. It's like a sign that their husband's open to them.
So when we go out to the bar, we're looking at ankles. We're not looking at people's faces.
We'll find one.
I want to look at ankles. We will
find one. People watching is my favorite part of going to the bar anyways.
We'll find one. You see like a woman and like all done up, probably like boobs popping, and they got this anklet on. Fair game. Fair game.
Even if
they want
ring.
You to look at it a little closer.
Well, so I know about this anklet, right? So I'll go right up to the woman and be like, I noticed that anklet, and give them like a little, you know, like a little wink, and they love
it. I'm uncomfortable now.
But the problem is husband might want to watch. So
that is slightly.
Do you like an audience?
Do I like an audience? I don't know that I've ever had an audience.
I was about to ask.
No, I don't think I've ever had an. I have to think about this one.
I have to think.
Have you ever? No, you haven't. No. You're freaking. I'm not even going to ask you, prude. I don't think I've ever had an audience.
Yeah. Apple stock is at all-time highs now. So
nobody wants to know about Apple stock.
So anyways, Kristen Cavallari is now single. I called that one. I am in love with her. I will fly to her, or better yet, I'll fly her here.
Take her to Beavers.
For the world's
Take her to Beavers.
For the world's okayest Midwestern date.
I would give her the okayest Midwestern date. I'd put her up in a Holiday Inn, just like the best room on like the third floor.
Yeah. I'll take your penthouse, please.
It's the same price as everything else. Perfect. Even better. Put it on my Visa credit card. God, I would love the shit out of her, though. If you could marry one celebrity, who would it be?
David Gray is his.
I don't know, because I haven't really spent enough time like to know what her personality is like.
I have
been
personally listening to a lot of Tate McRae.
Have you?
Recently, yeah. Recent events.
She's got a new album.
Did she?
Yeah, doesn't she have a new album?
I don't
know. I don't really know Tate McRae that well.
Neither do I. My mom... I think, because my mom said something 2 weeks ago. She's like, "Have you listened to the new album?" And I was like, "Huh?" I was like, "Mom, I think Tate McRae's pretty.
I don't, really
I don't listen to
care
I don't
about
listen,
her.
I don't listen to girl pop." Anyways,
so who would you marry?
That's a tough question. I don't know that I have an immediate pick.
Really? Yeah. Theo James.
Okay, because are you marrying for? You marrying for looks?
For right, yeah.
You marrying for looks? You marrying for money? Are you marrying for they're a good person who has a cat rescue foundation? Like, what are we doing?
We hate cats.
You're marrying the person, the love of your life.
Theo James.
Come on.
10 out of 10. Always.
He is good looking. Oh my God. He's a good looking.
Can we pull up a picture of Theo James, please? So I can just look at it.
I'll allow it.
He's so pretty.
Did you see him with his nieces at the Taylor
look
Swift concert?
Look at him.
I mean,
so what's he from?
Look at him.
Or in?
Divergent.
Oh, yeah.
He was in like a couple other movies, but he is so pretty. Love of my life.
Dude, it might even be Sydney Sweeney.
Oh,
you do
God.
Love Sydney
Dude,
Sweeney.
Dude, have you seen her new Dr. Squatch commercial?
Oh, I saw it the other day.
Yeah, you sent it to me, and I was like, dude, are you kidding me? Yeah.
I would also marry her.
She
Dude,
is
it's like
monetizing
the, yeah.
certain aspects of her life.
Personality.
Her personalities.
Yes.
She's going to be so...
But she's a good actor.
Yeah,
she's
great.
She is good.
She's,
yeah.
great.
She's
really good.
I would say her in Euphoria, like shockingly good.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Euphoria is a great show. I guess there's going to be a time... I saw it the other day. There's going to be a time jump. They're going to be out of high school in season 3.
I think that'll be better, honestly.
Well, and then that... No spoiler alert, but that one guy, that one kid dies, right?
Unfortunately.
And then
he died.
And then the other guy died in real life.
Oh, you're talking about, yeah.
Fez was the guy that died in real life.
In real life,
the drug dealer guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can't wait. That's a good show.
That's a crazy story, too, because they literally, I think they like genuinely pulled that guy off the streets.
Yeah.
Yeah. yeah. and cast him in the show.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was a good show.
Yeah.
Kind of wild show, but
good old HBO. Good. HBO with the greatest television of all time.
Yes.
True Detective takes the cake for me.
Sopranos, The Wire.
Wire's good. I like, I'm telling you, season one of True Detective is probably one of the best seasons of TV show ever.
Really?
It's so good. Yeah. So it's about two detectives, obviously, that like this girl gets killed and they're investigating the crime and then they undercover, like it takes place over like 12 years and they like uncover like this crazy like conspiracy ring of like this cult.
Yeah.
It's got Matthew McConaughey in it. And yeah. he plays so good because he normally plays the same character in every freaking role, or like he's in a comedy or like a romance movie. But in this one, he's a detective that's like kind of weird.
Yeah,
and he is good.
Yeah,
it's a good show.
There's a McConaughey movie. It's called I think it's called Mud.
Oh, right? Mud's good.
Yeah, that's a really good one. And then if you've ever seen Killer Joe,
yeah, yep,
dude. There's some good McConaughey. I like movies
Fool's
out there.
Gold.
Yeah,
it's a good one.
Well, that's the All Right, All Right, All Right movie, isn't it?
All Right, All Right. Is it that? Is that yeah. the All Right, All Right movie?
I think so.
Well, and obviously, I like Wolf of Wall Street.
Yeah.
I'll wake up at 4 a.m.
But he's not in that one for hardly long enough for it to be. Dude,
I don't care. That, like, him and
DiCaprio.
DiCaprio just played the shit out of those roles.
Speaking of me turning 25.
Oh, yeah.
I've seen.
You're aging out.
Yeah, I'm aging out now. I've seen like 3 or 4 birthday cakes recently because a lot of my friends are turning 25 too. And the girls will put Leonardo DiCaprio on it and say, "No, you were so pretty."
Did you see the, oh, God, it's a terrible meme, but it's him and there's like a young girl like in there and he's like, oh, God, his next girlfriend is loaded. And I was like, oh, God, dude. Yeah. In light of all the recent events, I don't know that you can make that joke right now. But
yeah, we did decide to not talk about some recent events.
Yeah, but they have happened. Celebrity. Oh, Theo James. Who would I marry? It was Blake Lively.
Yeah.
She's kind of gives me mean girl vibes.
Yeah.
I don't like that. Ick.
Hope she doesn't see really? This.
Watch, she sees it, and she was like,
she just goes ham.
Kristen Cavallari never sees this, but Blake Lively does, and she's like, I wouldn't marry you either, and that would crush me.
Yeah,
Ryan Reynolds blocks me on all of his Instagram accounts.
It'd suck for you.
That would suck.
Ana de Armas.
What's that?
I do like Ana de Armas.
Yeah. Who is that?
She's an actor.
She just did a movie. Well, not just. There was a movie that I watched, I like a thriller is. With Ben Affleck.
Deep Water.
Yeah.
Deep Water, where she plays.
Yeah.
They made
it. Talk about weird open marriage stuff.
But they weren't open because he kept killing the guys that she was banging.
I know.
They made it sound like that it was like an open marriage and like it was going to be like this sexy movie. And then he's just like,
he just murders. She'd
go bang a guy and then he would murder the guy.
Yep.
Yeah.
Did she know? No.
No. She guesses. Though.
Yeah. Because like the first couple She's requests like, where were right. Because there was like the one in the pool. There was like couple others, and then there was one that was very overtly the last one.
Yeah, yeah. He almost got caught. Gets caught.
Yep.
Yeah, he has to like hop on a bike and like go cover it up, and it's yep. good movie.
But
though.
When he comes home at the end of the movie, she knows.
Yeah,
and she stays.
Yeah, she stays.
Wow,
it was almost as good. The movie was almost as good.
I'd
as
be
Gone
like,
Girl.
Oh my God, you're killing men for me.
Yeah,
that's,
why?
That's
do girls
how women
do
are
that?
Nowadays.
Oh my God, that the whole thing, the premise,
dude,
just
women are so fucking. Yeah. Weird. I would never, but...
Let's talk about women at the gym.
Oh, I still haven't said my celebrity that I would marry, though.
Yeah, we can do that.
We're ADHD.
Scarlett Johansson.
Yeah, good really? Pick.
Yeah.
Solid
I feel
pick.
Like she'd be a fun wife.
Yeah.
Like, she's really great to look at, and then she would just, like, be down to go to the bar and get some chicken tendies with me on a Sunday. Yeah. Watch the game.
The guy from Suits, Mike.
Yes. Mike
his,
Cross.
His wife in real life, Sybil. Oh, right? That's her name?
Sybil. Yeah, I don't yeah. know. I was I thinking, I went name. Straight to Meghan Markle.
No.
God, I love her. I don't care.
I don't care. Let the world know.
I don't
you
care.
You loved her in Suits, though.
I did love her character in Suits, and that's the only thing I've ever seen her in, and I don't follow that yeah, like royal the, family and anything else, so I don't know.
She are they royal be, anymore? I thought they...
Yeah,
thought
oh, they got disavowed.
The, yeah, they like undid the royalty, right?
Yeah, they had to.
Wow,
they
got, like,
she is out. No longer the Duchess of...
Sussex?
Essex? Yeah, Essex? Sussex?
Yeah, no idea.
The
I was
Duchess.
Homeschooled.
Duchess of...
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. What were we just going to talk about, though?
Women at the gym.
Women at the gym.
That.
Yeah, women as
we're gonna, I was recently, we might offend some people. I was recently like hit on at the gym.
And she was married?
Yeah.
That's right. That's right. Yeah. Yeah. See, it's right. Was she older?
Yes.
Oh.
Told you. It's coming.
I was going to say,
they got that nose, dude.
I have that sign over my head that says, I'm turning 25 soon.
You have that nose. Yeah. Come here. When I worked at the CrossFit gym, like, it was a problem, like, married couples having affairs. And
yeah.
Like, that's where you're like, everyone else stays for the gym. Your turnover at a gym, at a CrossFit gym, is the married couples who end up going together and then they get divorced.
Yeah. So when I was in high school, my girlfriend at the time at one point asked me if she could go work out with her guy best friend. And I was like, absolutely effing not. Because the psychology behind working out with someone is your body releases similar compounds to when you have sex with someone.
Yeah. Right?
So you can create like a chemical.
That's why I'm in love with my best friend. Anyways.
Who's your best friend?
Who's?
Raylan.
You go to the gym?
They used to.
She used to go to Planet Fitness.
Nice. I've never stepped foot into a Planet Fitness, and that makes me very offended.
First off, you have friends outside of us?
Girly friends.
Mm. When do you hang out with them? You're always with us.
I actually hang out with them quite frequently.
I don't like this.
I just don't. Yeah,
gyms,
know.
Dude. It's a weird.
Back to the run club thing. Again, I think it's weird just thing. Like, yeah.
And it's so funny because there's so many women out there that are like, don't hit me at the gym, blah, blah, blah. I think they're the loud minority in that group.
Yeah.
I think most women want to get hit on.
I was about to say, it seems like the stereotype is like, don't hit on women at the gym, but I would reckon it's quite the opposite and that there is a large majority that
I had confidence like to hit on a girl at the gym.
Okay. Some of the
I don't.
Some of the stuff they wear to the gym, it's like you're literally putting on a show at this point. Like also, you're not even trying.
So there's another thing is the gym that I used to go to, men would literally just be wearing shorts.
Yeah, walking around shirtless.
So, like, is that the same thing, though? It is.
Yeah. Sure. 100%. They want it for attention.
So, like, everybody put on a little bit more clothes and we'll be good.
Yeah. It's valid.
But it's so uncomfortable to walk into a gym with just men in it with all their shirts off.
Yeah,
it's
I so feel the same way because I'm like, okay, I'm gonna put a hoodie on. Right? I'm going to be over here doing cardio because apparently I need it.
Yeah.
That's why you go to the gym. Motivation.
It's true. I mean, I've never been in a gym where I get shamed for anything, so that makes me happy. I don't need Joey Swole to come out and
you are there doing something.
When I started lifting, I had it in my head that like all the guys who are like jacked were gonna be complete assholes. And now that I've been at this gym for I don't know, coming up on a year now, I've realized and I've started to talk to most of them. So that's kind of like the now that I've been there for a while, like we even in passing, just saying, hey, and now like most of the guys in there, I know their names and whatnot. They're all like the nicest guys on earth.
Yeah.
But I don't know what it is, like whether it's a male like superiority complex thing. Like, because do you ever like see a guy on the street? You're like, I could take that guy.
I think that about every
everybody
guy.
You see. Every guy you see on the street. It's like, could I fight him right now?
It's so rare.
You know what girls think when they see girls? Oh my God, she's so pretty.
No, we are literally walking by analyzing where's the nearest exit. Could I kill him with a spoon if I had to?
Yeah. Like, if he attacks me right now, like what's my line of defense?
Yeah.
No, we just walk.
If I attack him
girls?
First, can I prevent him attacking me first? Like that's right where I had to go. It's weird.
Yep.
That's why we got to have men in the world.
It's true. That and, you know, reproduction. But
yeah,
that's about all we're good for.
And grilling.
Oh, dude, I love to grill. I got a Blackstone.
Dude, grilling season's almost over.
It's never over, baby.
You going to keep Blackstone out?
Give me the New Balances, them jorts, the Genus, and I'm going to freaking grill, baby. I'm a grill daddy.
Can you put a white beater on?
You could put the Blackstone in your garage because it's not a charcoal grill.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You totally could.
Yeah. I don't know that I would do that, but I would just wheel it out real quick.
Yeah, you could on your driveway.
In your snowsuit.
I'm not afraid to cook in the cold. I don't really get cold.
Yeah.
I woke up freezing cold this morning because my window was open.
That was your own.
I know, but it was hot in my apartment.
Do you have AC?
Yeah, but I don't want to turn it on, babe.
I do the same thing. Like this time of year. This time of year, it's all Windows.
Yeah. Why do you need it? Just Windows. But I didn't know it was going to get so cold.
What do you heat your house to in the winter?
In the winter, like 64. Okay. I'm a dad.
Yeah, no, that's acceptable. Put a hoodie on. That's acceptable. I think I set mine to like 62 last year.
69. Yeah,
it was always brisk in your apartment. I loved it.
Yeah.
69. I was like sitting
Which
there.
Which is funny because growing up, I hated it, but just put a hoodie on. I also, for whatever reason at this point in my life, I'm just a heater. I make heat. I turn food into heat.
You are a
I don't know why.
How would you know? Yeah.
How would I know? I've been in the same hotel room with him before.
We literally cuddled and tackled each other into the couch yesterday in the office.
Yeah,
we
did.
We did
and
do that.
Rolled
yeah.
over the couch.
I did not see the roll over the couch coming, by the way. I thought it was just funny.
I wish that I had a video of that. Yeah, that was so awesome.
It felt like you were like kind of trying to avoid it, and then I was like, we're definitely going over at this point.
Oh, that was good.
We're just lucky we didn't roll into the coffee table.
So what's the deal with... let's talk hookup culture. Let's get it out there.
Let's go.
Okay.
Because that seems to be the topic
today. We are three single people, all different ages.
What's hookup culture in your world?
So, okay, I'm not very much on the internet. I don't have many girlfriends that are single. Actually, none of them.
It sucks.
But I would say just online dating and just everybody bangs their friends.
Is that a problem?
When it's from a small town, yeah. Everybody, that's,
like, are they repeatedly doing this?
Everybody bangs everybody's exes.
Well, that's always been a thing.
Yeah, you're like, recycling over there in your town of 40
people.
Yeah,
look at me and Sebastian. It's a joke. When she sees this, I'm joking. So, I'm getting a message.
Yeah.
I'm getting a message.
Well, she did reach out to you, so.
She did call me handsome.
She did call you handsome.
She did call me handsome. Sebastian's ex thinks I'm handsome.
Well, seems like a lot of exes are reaching out currently.
Wants my Red Wings tickets.
Point. She also probably can I borrow the tickets to take her instead?
Ooh.
She didn't even want them for herself.
Take her on a date.
I'm not taking Sebastian's ex on a date.
Which one though?
The one we're talking about.
Yeah.
You could take a couple of them. Take the other one.
No.
Yeah, no.
I only like the one.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know the other ones.
Yeah.
So hookup culture, everyone's banging. It's always been a thing. Yeah, everyone's always been banging at
But again,
exes.
I don't really know because I'm not in that.
Sorry, you were homeschooled.
Like
a... Well, that's important, though.
But like,
I think it's more important that she's just from a small town.
Because I'm not around anybody that's hooking up with anybody. You know what I mean? I'm not exposed to it.
Do you guys have like a bar that is like where you go to meet people and take them home at the end of the night?
Not really. Everybody lives that bar with their parents.
Snappers. That bar is Gara.
Yeah.
Yeah. No. Gara. Or
Snappers.
One...
Snappers is that bar.
Or where is mine?
There's one out in Kingston.
Anywhere at the stables.
Sunrise.
Probably on Midland Street.
Yeah.
For me. Sunrise? I've never been to that one.
It's in Kingston.
So everyone's banging everybody's exes. You're in a weird spot, though,
that's,
right now.
But
where,
I don't really know.
I think
most of my friends are in, like...
I was going to say hookup culture.
Most of my friends are getting engaged.
They should start to die
and
off.
And all my friends are in relationships. Like, I haven't had a single friend in a year and a half, two.
Hookup culture is prominent back in your 30s again.
Really? Yeah.
Everybody's...
Well, because, like, it's failed relationships, failed marriages.
Yeah. Well, and then, like, for me, dude, it's hyper-independence.
Yeah.
I just like to do my own thing. I want to stay away from people. And, like, I just want, I hate to say it, but, like, if a girl comes over, like, things happen, I just want them to leave. And that's been the way it lost the way for,
house.
Like, the last 4 years. Yeah. I just go away.
Except
leave.
For that one.
Yeah.
Except for the one.
Except the one that we love.
She doesn't count, though.
Yeah.
We're not talking about.
Is it transactional at that point where it's just like you have what they want,
there's
they
like
have what
no,
you want?
There's no emotions with it. It's just purely an act.
I wouldn't say that. I can't just have that with someone I don't at least like a little. You got to like them a little bit.
Yeah.
Something about them you have to like. Personality, looks. Yeah. You have
Their
to
teeth,
at some bare bones level like something about them.
Yeah.
I think that's true for everybody. I don't think you can just go. Something has happened that you like them. Is it transactional though? I don't know. I don't think it's transactional. Maybe sometimes, like, but what happens with every transactional thing, like friends with benefits, what happens as someone catches feelings?
Yeah.
You can't keep doing that without someone catches feelings.
It's true.
It always happens.
Every single time it happens.
Are you one to catch feelings in that situation or no?
No. At that, because I'm not going to go into a relationship where we've been friends with benefits. That's weird to me. Yeah. I want to do that. Because if you've done that with me, you've done that with someone else. And that's all I can think about. And I just don't want that relationship with you anymore. But I don't know. It's hard because there's also post nut clarity,
which post-nut anxiety.
We have talked a lot about this privately. Yeah.
Clarity is a bitch, dude. Because you think the world of them. That's why I don't think you should win.
What is that? What evolutionary mechanism?
What drug is that?
I don't know. I don't understand it. I've never understood.
Is it a girl thing too?
It's got to be.
I feel like it's very minimal. I feel like women feel it less than men feel it.
Oh, if only you could feel it. Sometimes it is just
because
like,
also for women.
What have I done?
Insane. I think women do that too.
Instant regret. 100% women do that too.
It's like
but then,
gross.
But then also, man. Women experience more emotion with sex. So women might end up being more attached after it when men detach after it.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, it's just the clarity and we're like, oh my God.
So it's kind of just, I think it depends on the person and the woman and just the relationship they have together.
It's crazy because like you could... freaking think the world like that's why I don't think people should wait. Like just knock it out, do it,
drive
get
the car.
It done, get
test
in the bus
the
and go.
Okay.
Because test you it. Could be four Let's weeks in. I've been 4 weeks in where it finally happens, and then the clarity happens, the window
We're
shatters, and you just can't get over
so
something.
When is the time to go?
Okay. So if you're like the knock it out, get it out of the way type of person. Is that with like every, like, are you filtering at all? Is this just
Should
everybody?
Should we not put this part on the internet?
I mean, I don't care. I think I'm pretty open about it.
Yeah.
Because here's the thing. I'm saying the quiet part out loud right now. The quiet part out loud. I don't know about you, but you hook up with somebody and it just does not, it doesn't work properly. And you can take that in a million different ways. Why would you stay with that person?
Yeah, that's
fair. Point.
You know what I mean? Like there was the one where, you know what I mean? Like it's just, fair. I'm going to boast myself. I couldn't fit, right?
That's the quiet part.
Can we cut this part out, please?
Yeah.
That's pretty miserable. It was miserable for her. It was miserable for me. We both agreed that it wasn't a good thing. Why would we continue doing that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not fun.
Right? And it's just the quiet part out loud. Everyone knows it. Everyone thinks I'm just going to be the one that says it. If you don't click sexually, you are never going to mesh in a relationship.
Yeah.
Yep.
That is I don't care what anyone says. That is a basis of a relationship. You have to.
You want to spend the rest of your life with someone?
Me?
If you want to, if you don't, you're like, no. No, but if you want to spend the rest of your life with someone, and if you don't click in that aspect, which
is
a huge aspect in all relationships, you're done. You can't make it up. You can't make it better.
Yep, you're done.
You can't do anything about that.
It's so
if the chemistry
important.
Isn't there, what do you do?
Yeah.
We decided that was kind of the X factor too, right?
Yeah. And I think the one thing that I hate about dating in my 30s is every girl always says the same thing. Oh, I don't want this to just be about sex. It's like your partner should want to have sex with you.
Yeah. If
like,
they don't,
do you
something's
not understand?
Wrong.
I get that it shouldn't be all about that, but if you're a woman dating, your partner should want to do that with
you. But also,
you.
If you're a man,
especially at your age,
especially
stuff's
at
gonna
age.
Stop working pretty soon.
God, I hope not, dude. And if not, you know,
if I'll not, get... they make blue chew.
They got blue chew, dude.
God damn, if they don't have that
and
shit
you have
on
a
subscription,
life supply.
Yeah, dude, you get 10, you know, up to 30 pills a month on subscription, baby.
We could have them sponsor the pod.
They should sponsor the potty. I love Blue Chew. I will say that loud and proud. And if you haven't tried it,
you
are incorrect.
You are wrong.
Having
are
problems wrong. In your marriage? Blue Chew. I will lend you some Blue Chew. See a doctor first, though, please.
Yeah.
Did you see a doctor first?
Oh, yeah, one of those video. It's right? like a nurse,
like a video NP chat,
nurse practitioner,
it's like a PA,
like a Zoom almost.
Yeah, NP, physician's
nurse
assistant.
Yeah.
Yeah, NP.
NP.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's weird. You got to like get on the Zoom, and she like asks you about.
Hi.
Did you ever had an erection?
My penis
in
doesn't
hours?
Work.
And I'm like, I'm thinking about it. I'm like, no, that's why I'm here.
Yeah.
No, please help me. Give me the Blue Chew now.
How many do I take to get to 4 hours?
Like, what's the
hours.
Magic pill number? Is it 3?
Yeah.
God, I can only imagine 3.
We should treat our bodies like a social experiment.
I don't know that that's. We need to get like a doctor on staff to do
no,
that.
No, we don't.
Okay.
I know one. We'll be good.
Yeah, Blue Chew. But yeah, if your partner's not wanting to have sex with you, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Why are you there?
Why are you
You're
there?
Wasting
your
time.
You think the nice guy that's sitting there and like you guys are discussing your stupid book club, you think he's not having those thoughts? He should be having those thoughts. And if he's not, he's not that into you.
Yeah. It's just not that into
If she doesn't want to pounce on you, she's not that into you. She just doesn't like you that much.
That's
Sorry.
Yep.
That's fair.
Again, quiet pout out loud. It is what it is. Everyone's going to be like, oh, Sean's wrong. And like, give me the side eye.
Right.
They know I'm right.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah,
if
biology,
your partner
man.
Just doesn't want to jump on you all the time.
All the time.
All the time. You're done for.
But only you.
I hope my grandmother doesn't watch this.
Correct.
I hope your grandma does watch it. I want her to know a little bit more about me. Be a little bit more insightful. Oh, I met Lakin's mom.
No.
I met Lakin's mom.
Yeah?
Hi, Lakin's mom.
No. Have your parents found the podcast yet?
No.
No?
I don't think so.
Good.
They haven't mentioned anything to me about
good,
it.
Good for you. My parents.
I've told them about it.
I was going to say, I told my parents pretty directly.
His mom sent me a DM.
Oh,
I wish I would have given those pictures to Josh before the episode.
No, we're not going to blackmail each other.
She sent me the photos of the, what was it, the garbage truck that you were for Halloween? She's like, I get like the friend request and then I get a message request. And I'm like, oh, this is going to be so good. I knew immediately that this was going to be good. And it was either going to be her yelling at me or something else. And she's like, I think you'll really like these. And then here's all the photos of Sebastian, little Sebastian. And I was like, this is made. I told her, I was like, you
I
made
wish
my life.
You had baby photos that we could.
I have get. Amazing baby photos.
Yeah.
I openly
I'm
share
hit up
those.
Your grandma.
She
Anyways,
needs visitors.
I also found out from my mom where I can find said garbage truck. So if it makes an appearance this Halloween, don't be surprised.
That's awesome. We should make a new garbage truck.
Oh my gosh.
I'll be
that
the
would
flapper.
Be so fun. I'll be the trash. Group costume.
So yeah, and dating it just sucks, dude. I don't even know if hookup culture is always necessarily intentional. I think around her age it probably is. I think my age you want something.
You want a stable
it
relationship.
It happens and it just doesn't happen. And there's
yeah,
nothing wrong
I think
with that.
In your young 20s it's more like you've got the hormones that are telling you to go do this thing, so you go and do it.
And society's telling you to do it.
Yeah. But then I think like either like the relationships fizzle out at her age because people either get so caught up in this like, oh, well, maybe I'm not ready for a relationship or I'm still healing from this past one, yada, yada, whatever. And like, no offense, but like people in their 20s, they're just so like young 20s. I mean, as I'm in my young 20s, but like, okay, 18 through 21, 22.
Yeah, I would say.
Like people are just so finicky. They're flaky. They can't be.
And
they,
I don't
they
know
still don't even know what they want out of life. You know what I mean?
This age right now and this generation, terrible.
Yeah.
Terrible. But also, so another thing is, I don't know a lot about hookup culture because I don't surround myself with people that participate.
Let's say it's kind of about who you surround yourself with.
I don't know
with
that too. I surround myself with people that do
I don't think you
culture,
do.
But I mean, it just it happens. It's a natural way of life. There's nothing you can do about it.
Right.
Yeah.
But it's more intentional when you're around my age, I guess.
Yeah.
It's such a big thing. And
it's pretty intentional when you're in your 30s and you have a Tinder and a Hinge.
Bumble.
And a Bumble.
Can't relate.
Facebook dating.
Yeah.
Dude, I tried that one time. For
so,
like
Facebook
one
dating.
Night. That was so fun.
What was
Lakin recently got banned from Instagram.
All right. Somebody banned my account. Someone reported my account. For what? I don't know. I don't post.
Oh, you have enemies now. You have a podcast.
I was going to say, she literally hadn't even posted in how long?
Months? I think the last thing I posted was something on my story, and it was for my business.
Yeah, but then before that, it would have been...
2 years ago.
Yeah.
2 years ago. No, three. Yeah, 19.
Strange.
Yeah. You have enemies now. Welcome to the club.
Mm-hmm. Congratulations to Lakin for getting her account back.
Yes, I had to take a photo of my ID that also says void in it. So I was like, pray to God that they take this. Works.
That's funny. So despite my comments, the Talk Tua podcast has hit number three. Talk Tua has hit number three on Spotify, and I openly admit that I was wrong.
Well, I don't know if would have predicted that coming, but here we are.
She's donating a lot of money to dogs.
Is she really?
Yeah, and she donated a lot of money to like the hurricane people.
Oh,
yeah.
Good. So at she's least like somebody's doing it. She's doing not good. Our government, but
she's doing good things. Well, yeah. $750.
$750.
That you have to apply for.
Speaking of hurricanes, there's another one coming. This is not a weather podcast, however.
It's like mathematically like the craziest.
Yeah.
The most intense storm that could actually form over
the Gulf.
Over the Gulf.
Great. My brother's going to be right in it.
Oh, God. Here we go. Go ahead.
Pray for you.
Talk about your brother. Make yourself feel better.
I have no idea. Like I haven't like really talked to him, but he was coming from Oklahoma and he said, hey, I'm going to Florida and because my friend's house is going to get hit. Why are you going?
They're
going
to go hold the roof down?
Right. I don't know. They're going to sit on it.
They're
going
to spray water on it to prevent the forest fire that's coming. Like, what are you going to do?
Throw a ratchet strap over the top.
So
hold the line.
Drink some beers on the like the roof? I don't know,
yeah,
man.
Anyways, well, that was... sounds like a great decision on his part.
Well, yeah.
It's coming.
It's coming. We'll see he'll send me pictures.
From really makes excited. Its third season debut. I still have no idea what the hell is going on in that show, but it's a 10 out of 10 regardless. Have you
what
seen
is it?
From?
No.
From? So it's the creators of Lost. They create this. It's so you see this down tree, and once you see it on a road trip or something like that, you end up in this town where you can't leave, and these monsters come out and try to kill you at night.
Mm. But really it's kind of like Percy Jackson or whatever.
No, this is it's much work.
When they get locked
that.
In the
is it
casino?
Filmed like a reality show like Lost was or
no reality show?
I've
Lost
never watched
filmed
Lost.
Like a reality TV show. Was what are you talking
Lost?
About?
Isn't Lost?
I feel like I have a lot of
the plane
watching
crashes.
To do.
Yeah, but it wasn't filmed like a reality.
Okay, but it's kind of like
it's a drama.
It's a drama.
Yeah, it's a Sorry. It's a drama. Oh yeah, and there's like these like things they like stick in the windows so the monsters can't come in. And they're like trying to get out of this town, but I don't know. It's season three. It's season one and two I binged in like a couple days because that's what I do, and it was really good. Season three has been okay, but just not getting it, kind of like Lost. You're just not getting any answers at this point.
Yeah.
Although I did go back and rewatch Lost. This
you feel
this
like
year.
There's puzzle pieces that
things.
You
well, so I watched a TikTok series about
Clues,
Lost,
yeah,
and they like gave insight, and I went back and rewatched it, and I was like, "Oh my god, no wonder I was confused because just you're not paying attention to all the little details,
yeah,
because you're not binging it, you're watching it over 7 years, so that makes sense,
yeah, that's fair.
You know, it's a really good show, The Secret Lives of Mormon Wives.
I still
have
haven't
you,
watched it.
Oh my,
I've
gosh.
Like watched like a little bit of it, but
I was not gonna hop on the bandwagon. But I had seen so many videos about it.
Is it actually good?
So much drama. It's so annoying.
Everybody's
a swinger.
So what were they doing? Like I saw like a breakdown. But
actually, like only one of them was kind of a swinger. And then the rest of them are just on this social media, mom talk.
That's how the internet works, though.
And it's just drama, drama, drama.
It's like guilty by association type deal.
Yeah, but girls are always
the one
drama.
Girl got arrested. Yeah. She got knocked up by her boyfriend after her divorce. I'm talking about
which
one.
Is like, isn't that like illegal?
She's Mormon. She's
yeah, it's not
illegal. Illegal. I don't think it's illegal.
Well, yeah, like the illegal in the sense of the show. You know what I mean? Like
the
religion. Maybe. I don't know. I don't follow religions. I don't know. What
no, it's
on.
Not illegal. It's frowned upon.
Does God like turn you into a pillar of salt or something?
No.
They really don't talk about the religion much in the show, do they?
Yeah, they don't, which is amazing.
It's about drama and swinging.
But, like, it has Mormon in the title. Why wouldn't you talk about religion?
But what were they, like, what was, I gotta know, like, what was going on with the swinging? Like, what were they doing?
So, I have short-term memory loss.
Oh, God.
Somebody, you're going to just We're have gonna to watch move on. It.
Okay. Cool. Eminem announces that he's going to be a grandfather via a new music video.
Saw that.
It was pretty, he looked pretty tense. I saw the music video. It was pretty good.
I sad, have not sad. Watched it. I did want to see it, though.
It's pretty good.
Yeah.
Song, not that great, but the music video is pretty good.
Yeah.
I just
Has he gone downhill?
He, it's a new song?
It's It was from his latest album.
Oh.
It's called Temporary. Pretty good, and he's a Lions fan, obviously.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So she brings him a Lions jersey that's got number one and has Grandpa on the back, and then he's like looking all surprised. And
that's
stuff.
Funny.
It was pretty good.
Temporary is an ironic name when someone's having a kid
to announce a child. Yeah,
that's pretty permanent.
Well, yeah, but you'd get it if you were dad. It's like because you only have like it's it, they're
small.
Their
only
kidness is yeah. Is temporary.
How would you like to be told that you're going to become a grandpappy?
Like today? I would be very concerned.
Well, okay, but like...
yeah.
When the day comes.
Because he turns 7 tomorrow, so...
Tomorrow?
Yeah, tomorrow's his little B-day. I'm going to take him to a little arcade.
Yeah.
Going with those, like, a little mom.
Going with mom.
Going with mom, yeah.
I'm going to take him to our
little Katie kid.
That'll be fun.
Katie.
Yeah. You going, what is it called? Stardust,
yeah.
Stardust.
Is he taking any friends?
Well, he's.
Does he have any friends?
Yes, he has friends. What do you? Come on, he's the coolest kid in class.
Yeah,
he's the coolest kid in school.
I love him.
You kidding me?
I love him so much.
He we got the
birthday party
on
Sunday.
Yeah,
the big birthday party on Sunday.
That'd be fun.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, if he comes to me tomorrow and he's like, "Daddy, you're gonna be a grandfather," I'm gonna be like,
"What have you been
doing to you
at recess?"
I've got questions.
Yeah.
Taylor. I don't know if I ever want to be a grandfather. Like, that sounds scary at 33 years old.
Will you still be alive?
Wait. How old do you want to be when you become a grandfather?
Like, I don't know. I mean, starts to become possible. Like, what is he? He's going to turn 11 years. So I'd be 45.
That becomes possible in, like, 7 years, bro.
Have you met my child?
Yeah, so true. It's going to be 20 years.
Come on. He's also good looking.
He's adorable.
Eventually, he's going to be rich with engineer money or something.
Yeah, he will. Go. Or we're a Dow or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's going to fuck.
Be like an executive of like a tech.
Okay, yeah, so 11 years. Something. Oh my God.
I don't know. I try not to think about it. The cool part of it, because now that I've been a parent, the cool part is you get to be a parent and like do only the fun stuff and then give the kid back.
Yeah.
That sounds awesome.
I'm going to be an aunt in February. I can't wait. I'm so excited.
Are you gonna be the fun aunt?
I'm not changing one single diaper.
Who's that kid that you always hang on with now?
My child?
Yeah, the blonde.
The blonde
it's
kid.
My mom's goddaughter's baby.
Oh. So not niece. I thought he was a niece.
It definitely looks like it came out of you.
No, it's my child.
That kid, I thought when you said it was yours, I questioned. I was like, are you hiding
something?
Started
to question things, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he looks very similar to me.
Yeah, it was weird.
Yeah.
Very, very similar. Actually, it's funny because me and my ex-boyfriend look like his parents. Because we're both blonde, blue-eyed.
Your ex is blonde?
One of them.
One with the...
That was uncalled for.
I don't know his name. I just know the one. I've only ever seen the one photo of him.
Stop! You didn't even see a photo of his face.
The
one with the hit things often with the top of my head. I don't know. I don't even know his name.
Nobody knows his name.
I don't even think I saw a full
photo.
Yeah,
you have not seen.
I just saw one specific area of his head.
To be fair, you pointed it out.
You did. Don't look at me like I'm the mean one talking about his five head.
Actually, I don't know that you pointed it out. I think you blurred out his face. You blurred out his face because you wanted to show us the picture of you. Right?
Yes, yes.
Because
you were like,
I look good in this picture.
And
so you blurred out his face.
In it. Yes.
And
okay.
It just so
can
happened
we
to
Wait.
It just so happened to reveal a very
that dude was all forehead.
My brain in there.
Right.
No, right. Okay, but yes, can we normalize cropping our exes out of photos because you look good?
I have a Christmas photo on my fridge that is conveniently tucked.
If I went back on dating profiles, I would use that photo and crop my ex out of it. No offense, like, at all.
You should say it's your cousin, and everyone will.
Because yeah, his accepted. Arm's definitely not around me.
You can get in close to your cousin.
Alabama.
Not like that. I mean, just, you know.
Cousins.
Ain't no one looking at you in that photo. I don't care how good you look. There was no one in that's looking at that photo going, wow, look, it looks so good. She's going, wow.
Wow.
What is going on with that, dude?
Stop.
And you dated him for a year.
More than that.
Next. What was it like looking at that all the time?
Topic.
She's the one that pointed it out, not me.
So this episode was supposed to be exes suck.
It was supposed to be exes suck.
Dude, now that you've said that, I want to tell a story.
All right, go ahead. I can't wait.
My last ex at one point told me that one of her previous boyfriends, she got to the point where she couldn't like kiss him or have any sort of activities with him unless she was like drunk or high because she thought he was unattractive. I'm like, what are you doing then? Also, rather ironic, that was the first penis she tripped over after.
Oh, God, dude.
It's like...
tripped
over. Yeah, because she's a good...
She just fell on it.
Yeah, she's a good, respectable...
That's funny, because my ex talked some shit about the girl he accidentally fell into afterwards.
Why? Sean the other day told us that at one point, if he had caught a specific person cheating on him, he would have been like, oh my God, you tripped? How'd this happen?
How'd you fall?
How'd that happen? Yeah, okay, are you okay?
Honey, get up.
What in the world? The sweetie?
Sweetie, you are so clumsy.
Yeah, it's called trust, guys.
Yeah. That's an unhealthy amount of it.
Oh, yeah. And then look what happened. Men and women
be tripping and falling down these days.
Yeah.
What? That girl, the one that's married now, she, when we dated when I was in high school, would always trip and fall over her ex, too. It was crazy.
Wild.
It's crazy. He would leave.
We've all done it a few times.
We'll call her V. When V, he would go to Florida because he lived there, and then all of a sudden he'd be back for 2 weeks, and then she would break up with me.
She'd be tripping over him.
She'd break up. No, she would break up with me beforehand. She's like, listen, this isn't going well. I got to just take 2 weeks off. And I didn't catch on, but it would happen like every 3 months. And then finally I was like, why? I don't understand. And I ran into
them. She would come back?
He would come back.
No, but she would come back to you after.
Of course, because they would, you know, fight for 2 weeks, not get along, but she had to go trip over and fall, which wasn't hard because she was taller than he was because he had little man syndrome. I'd fight him. I'd throw hands. Even today.
Just for shits.
I'd feel bad, but.
Yeah.
All right. So every time she would come back and I would take her back like a fucking idiot. And
I didn't know until she
breaks up with me and she's like, hey, I got to take like two weeks off. This is stressing me out. And I go to a restaurant with, I don't know, high school buddies or whatever. There they are just sitting there touching. And I'm just standing there. Little 17-year-old Sean's heart is just crushed. Yeah.
At least she wasn't openly cheating on you in a relationship.
Well, you know.
Or cheating behind your back.
Yeah.
She had the respect.
I mean, that's
kind of
cheating, though.
It is.
It is. It's a form of cheating.
Yeah.
She was manipulating me into a... I don't know. It was a different time back then. I was 16 and she was 19.
Yeah.
So it was a different time, but...
When do you think cheating starts? Like, and I don't mean like when, but like what? At what point do you say it's cheating? Like, is... flirting with another person cheating?
If you're thinking about another person, get the fuck out of my house.
No, I don't think... It depends. So you got... If you just have, like... Some girls have it. A lot of guys have it. You just have, like, flirty personalities.
No, that's bullshit. That is complete bullshit.
Some people just have flirty personalities.
Whores.
Yeah, they're whores.
Women are whores.
If you have a flirty personality, no.
I said that jokingly, but yeah, like...
Some girls are bubbly.
No.
There's a difference between being bubbly and like a bright, sunshiny person.
I'm not fucking
pouncing.
And being
like flirty and... And we all know that, like, the flirty girls, like, are the ones that all the guys, like, want to be friends with. Like, she has
because
17.
Because she's giving it out.
She has 17 guy friends. The girl that's flirty has 17 guy friends.
And a boyfriend
and
on top of that.
She slept with half of them.
I don't do guy friends.
Yeah.
I don't do that. I think it becomes flirty when if you look at the situation as a guy and you're like, as the person, not the guy or the girl, as the person that's doing the act of whatever it is you're doing, and you're like, my partner wouldn't like that, you're cheating.
As soon as you have to hide it.
As soon as you have to hide it.
You're cheating.
Yep.
As soon as you have to hide it, or as soon as you start to feel guilty about it. But some people don't feel guilty about it.
Yeah. I don't feel guilty when I cheat. I'm joking.
Don't fucking say that.
I'm joking.
Yeah. Dude, we talked about the whole like moral high ground of like cheating and cheating back too.
I would also say put yourself in your spouse's or your partner's shoes, and if you wouldn't like them doing the shit that you're doing, don't do it.
Truth.
I do that every time I've been in a relationship. If anything slight is to happen, I'm like, nope. You know, would he prefer me being here? Would I let him be here without me worrying about it? No. Would I go there? No.
Here's the final question of the day. You ready? Just give me a good one. It's a final question.
No. I'm scared now. Please
don't
ask anything.
If you had brought your sheet, you would know what it is.
All right.
Oh, no, I don't have it on the sheet. I just thought of it off the rip.
That's why I'm scared. I'm terrified.
Once a cheater, always a cheater. Is that a thing?
Yes. I think it is. People can change, but you are never going to earn that trust back. Ever again.
Oh, no, I'm not talking about the same relationship.
Okay.
No, same relationship. Once a cheater, always a cheater. If you've cheated on one girl, will you cheat on every girl? If you cheat on one guy, will you cheat on every guy?
I don't think you'll cheat on every.
Yeah.
But I think if you have cheated, you clearly have the ability to...
not give a fuck.
Yes, I would agree with that. You have the ability to cheat again.
Yeah.
I would agree with that, which is why, hot take, I used to only date girls that had cheated. Because the non-cheaters always end up cheating. But I don't believe that every person, once a cheater, is always a cheater. I don't believe that.
Yeah. Well,
they just didn't like you that much.
They just didn't like you that much. It always comes down to they just didn't like you that. I'm putting that on a
hat. Yeah, you can take... I was
Stop,
just saying,
because
there,
that sucks.
There was some, but there were some people I knew in high school that like I thought were just terrible people. And then they like found this one person and are in four-year relationships.
That's
like,
so true.
Yep.
People do change.
Yep. They never look at anybody else.
No.
Like,
I don't think they change. I think they just didn't like anybody else. And then they found the one person that
was
like their thing.
Which is, this is, the quiet part out loud. Everyone says hookup culture is bad. I think dating people for a long term that you don't actually like is bad. It's like the girl that gets on TikTok and says, he wouldn't propose. And the second I gave him an ultimatum, he gets into a new relationship. And in 9 months, he's engaged. Yeah. He didn't want to propose to you, girlfriend.
Yeah.
And he didn't like you.
He likes her.
Yep. Yeah.
Just the same way. It's like when
they just didn't like you that much.
Yeah. It's
no.
It's like when this is going to make me sound awful. I'm going to say it anyways. I don't care. It's like when you talk to a girl that's in a relationship. This is younger me, right? And then the second that you get into one, they want to continue that. And it's like, you're the loser, not me.
So speaking of things that have gone viral recently, there was a guy that shot a shot, right?
Mm-hmm.
You saw that. The guy that shot a shot 3 years later, because the girl was like, hey, now's really not a right, you know, now's really not a good time.
I'm engaged. You have a kid on the way.
She lives
I'm
in Paris, has twins on the way.
Yeah,
he
she's super
reached
happy.
Out 3 years later. Was like, hey, you know, last time we were together, you said it was timing really wasn't right. You wished you had met me later.
Like,
in
I
want to
check in because it's been
she's
3 years.
She's like, I'm engaged. I have two kids on the way and I live in Paris.
So what happened? Oh, that was the shot.
Okay.
That's what she responded with.
Yeah. Because the story was him and this girl had been together. She cut it off and said the timing's not right.
That's
right.
I'm going to piggyback that. You go.
Okay, so she cuts it off and says the timing isn't right. He's like, okay. He comes back 3 years later, and this ended up on Twitter, but he reaches out and goes, hey, last time we were together, you said the timing wasn't right and you wished you had met me later in life. I just wanted to see if you'd be open to like going on a date or something. And she goes, I'm engaged, have twins on the way, and I live in Paris.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
But she just didn't like the guy that much.
Exactly. Yeah. She just didn't like him that much.
If a girl says no, she means no. Or But it's just, she just doesn't like it that
I
much,
also,
dude.
Sorry. I don't think timing is the valid excuse.
I was just
going to
ask that.
That people say
it is. Do you think that timing matters?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah, but I'm also older than you guys, yeah. though, okay. too. I think it not always,
think,
but I'd say sometimes,
it,
yes, timing is
sometimes
a thing.
It does play a part. But then other times it's like, no, you just don't like me that much, or you don't.
I can point to, I'm going to say her name, Courtney. When I dated Courtney, straight up timing. I mean, if we dated now and in the same circumstances, it'd be way different. Cause like the thing was she wanted like certain things out of me. Like I was getting ready to open a business, all these things. I was going to be home late every night. She was getting ready to move here. We had talked about that. We had talked, I mean, I was freaking head over heels, like ready to go to the courthouse in love. But the timing wasn't there.
Yeah.
It's a real, it doesn't mean anything's like, I'll never say anything bad about her. She's a great human, love her to death still to this day.
Maybe if she moved.
Just timing was bad.
Courtney, move. Yeah,
but I think if it truly is the right person, you'll figure it out. You'll make it work.
Yeah. That's a good point, too.
Yeah.
Because I don't think, I also don't think that I've been so busy. We've been through this before, but like, I'm so busy. No, if they like you, they'll make time. They'll figure it out.
Yep.
And well, okay. So then thinking about that and the situation that I was in at that time, had she just like moved here, I don't think I would have wanted to stay away. I think it was an easy thing for me to say like, yeah, I'm going to stick to these goals and that's it.
Because she was not in the picture.
And yeah, because she wasn't presently here.
Yeah.
Because she lived in another state. I think that would have changed things too. But again, timing.
Yeah.
So yeah, once a cheater, always a cheater. I don't believe that.
And I don't believe that.
No, you're right. I don't believe always a cheater. I just think you... Like if you, but I think everybody's got the ability to cheat too.
Oh,
I
dude,
think everybody does.
Can cheat? Are you kidding me?
Yeah,
it's so easy to nowadays too.
Yeah, yeah, it's just
like the
it's
internet,
gotten easier.
Mm-hmm. It's so stupid.
I don't like.
You can hide so much shit, which is why so many people have so many trust issues, because everything can be covered up just like that.
My favorite meme is like your spouse falls asleep with his phone open. What do? I turn that shit off and face it upside down because I like my happiness. That's my favorite.
I've done that before.
Okay,
so I just don't want to.
You say
just...
everything can be hidden, but I feel like things could be hidden way easier back when there weren't phones and like you had to meet someone in person.
I guess you're right.
That's just because, you know, but it wasn't talked about back then.
Yeah.
Everybody's always cheated. It's always been a thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, is it how easy and how long does it take you to get caught? No one gets caught their first inappropriate text message.
Something
was deleted, but I don't think that once a cheater is always a cheater. I think they just don't like you that much, which is a problem.
Oh, let me go. I'm gonna go cry after this. Thank you.
Who are you thinking about that just didn't like you that much? Was it?
Stop.
Was it forehead? Stop. You're the one laughing and instigating this. Okay, guys, episode number 4, We're Not Sharing podcast. We are done. We are out.
And that's a wrap.
Everyone that is a swinger in hookup culture, and they just don't like you that much.
Moral of the story. They just don't like you that much.
They just don't like you that much.
Find a new one.
What are we going to name this episode?
I think hookup culture.
Hookup culture.
I feel like it'd be something about run clubs.
Everybody's hooking
now.
No, that sounds... You can't do that. It makes it sound like prostitution.
Yeah. Yeah, it does.
We're
all hookers.
Everybody's a hooker.
Everybody's a hooker.
Oh,
nice.
Episode 4.
Cut.